It's the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And as we do each and every week here on the WEOL Morning Show, we welcome in Dave O'Brien on the hotline from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, thank you very much for your time here this morning. And let's just jump right into things, man. You actually had the latest on this one. The city of Lorain will be seeing a bit of a personnel increase, if you will, with its police department. So what are the details to know here?
Yeah, so as long as the whole of Lorain City Council approves a plan backed by Lorain Police Chief Jim McCann and Mayor Jack Bradley to use American Rescue Plan Act funds, you're going to see at least 10 new police officers in the city using that American Rescue Plan money. Also, you could see an additional 5 officers. So we're going to be looking at between 10 and 15 new officers in the next couple of years. If City Council also approves a recommendation to fold the city dispatch center into Lorain County 911, that could save the city up to $750,000 a year, and that pays for about five more officers out on the street. Now the city has had a more than 260% increase in its murder rate in 2021. There's 11 confirmed homicides right now, and two possible homicides that are pending ruling. It's been the deadliest year in 5 years. There were 12 murders back in 2016. And McCann told the city council's police, fire, and legislative committee that, especially in cities like Lorain, crime is up everywhere across the country. It affects the schools and the streets, and it's just basically everywhere. So the crime numbers are up in certain sectors. And also, city council members basically said, we want more police officers. We'd like to be up around, 119 officers, increased over the 99 that are currently out there on the road. The police department's had some difficulty responding to calls. They have to respond, obviously, to the violence calls, the calls that are, of an immediate nature. So sometimes if your car's been damaged overnight, somebody came by and shot it with BB guns or somebody broke your mirror off in the middle of the night, you might not get a police officer for several hours. If it's a non-emergency situation, you might not see an officer, pulling into your driveway or, pulling up to your apartment for a number of hours. So council members, including Councilwoman Mary Springowski, were very adamant that there'd be more police officers out on the street. Councilman Tony DiMacchia advocated for more police officers. He said the department should have about 130 of them, up from 99. So council was much in favor of increasing the staffing in the police department and using federal money to do it.
And Dave, this isn't too much of a surprise to see. It was just a couple of weeks ago, I believe, that we were talking about a story about the increased gun violence in Lorain and how Mayor Jack Bradley, was looking to do something about that. So this sort of tying in with that, getting more police officers out there to respond to more calls could certainly help alleviate some of that crime that we see around the city. Another story I want to talk about here with you this morning, Dave, a local school board recently made a rather big decision talking about mask mandates and requiring kids to wear masks in schools. This conversation is a pretty loud one across the United States right now, Dave. So locally, where did this recent decision happen? What was the decision there, and what do you think is kind of the impact of this?
Yeah. So after a highly contentious meeting back on August 9th, at which they tabled the resolution, members of the Vermilion School Board voted 3-2 on Monday night to not require masks for students in the schools, against the recommendation of Superintendent Phil Pempin. Voting against the mandate were Board President Sarah Stepp, members Eric Johnson and Chris Habermel, and Crystal Russell and Shelly Innes voted in favor of the mandate, which goes again towards some of the CDC recommendations, Center for Disease Control and Prevention recommendations, to basically mask up. I mean, the Delta variant is out there and in full force. District has had 15 students test positive for COVID-19 and 4 staff. That's as of September 10th. And another 37 students were quarantined due to close contact inside and outside school. So this is something that's, there's a lot of students, under the age of 12 who are still not vaccinated, right? Many children over the age of 12, between 12 and 18, whose parents wanted them to get vaccinated, have been vaccinated.
So I think we've sort of hit a, you know, it seems that we've hit sort of a leveling off, a plateauing of the vaccinations mm-hmm. out there. Pretty much everybody who wants to get one has gotten one. And you're seeing a lot of reports of people in hospitals, you know, wishing they had gotten one while they're being, you know, intubated and put on a ventilator. And you're seeing a lot of that, but then also people are talking about it as a freedom thing, you know, holding up signs, not particularly at this meeting, but at other meetings saying, let our students breathe, let our children breathe. Parents want to be able to make that decision for their kids, or if their kids want to wear the masks, then the parents either decide yes or no. So parents really, kind of pushed a lot of this. There was a lot of heated argument and debate, both back in August and then some at this meeting on Monday night. So that's the way the Vermilion Schools is going to go. There's no mandate. I guess students are still allowed to wear masks if they like. We hope there's no bullying over that decision. That is as much a personal decision as the decision to not wear masks. So hopefully there won't be any bullying or any problems like that. But that's what the board did, and they're not gonna mandate it. And other boards, I think, are going to be taking up this issue in the coming days. I know that there was some discussion from other boards that they might take up this issue on their agendas as they come down the line. You know, the rest of this month and into next month. And also we're coming up on flu season, so
yeah.
People might decide, you know, with the flu going around, that they don't want the double dangers of either, you know, having the flu, which can knock you out for, you know, for a couple days, leave you out of school for a week. I know every time I got the flu when I was a kid, I would be out of school for about a week, and that's great when you're a kid, you know, but being off work for a week, you know, as an adult is not all that great. You know, you're not making money, and if you don't get paid for sick time, then you're not getting that either. So again, it's one of those things where the argument is, well, let us decide, and it's like, okay, well, I'm also going to decide for myself what I'm going to do. So there's a lot of issues at play there, and I'm not saying one or the other is better or not, but I know a lot of people who wear masks, and when I'm out in the public, I tend to do that myself.
Well, it'll be very interesting to see where other school boards go in. Thank you for filling us in on that one, Dave. And honestly, above anything else, you know, regardless of the outcome or decision that Vermilion makes, I'm glad it happened in a somewhat peaceful and civil manner. You've mentioned some of the other school board meetings that we've seen go a bit viral with the yelling and the screaming and the signs and this, that, the other. It can get a little obnoxious and a little crazy. So I'm glad at least locally things seem to be going a little more smoothly in that regard. So Dave O'Brien, our guest here on the Chronicle, on the local beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Again, our guest, Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Speaking of the CT, Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Well, this morning I've got county commissioners, which is always interesting these days. So I'll have a county commissioner story in Thursday's paper. And also, We're again, you know, kind of working on some more COVID stuff about the strain on the local hospitals. Also, Lorain School Board actually, met Tuesday night. So we'll see what more comes out of that from my colleague Chris Whitehatch, and also Oberlin College talking about tightening COVID protocols. So there's still a lot of COVID in the news. Some business news out there, and obviously, like I said, the county commissioners.
Well, there you have it. County Commissioner news, COVID news. What more could you ask for? You find it all in the Chronicle Telegram. Pick up a copy today. Also, check out the edition online over there at ChronicleT.com. All right, Dave, my favorite part of the week, as always, what do you have for me as far as the scanner story is concerned?
Well, speaking of a non-mask mandate, again, from our partners over at Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter, Dateline Lakewood, a man reportedly walking down Detroit towards West 117th with no clothes on.
Hey, well, I'm glad I moved out of the area just a couple of months ago then. That is something that I could certainly go my entire life without seeing it, and I'm glad that will continue to be the case. So, put some clothes on, man. Goodness gracious. Dave, thank you for the entertainment, as always, and for the insight into what you guys got going on over there at the Chronicle Telegram. Again, pick up a copy today. Check it out online, chronicleT.com. Dave, thank you so much again for your time. I appreciate it, man. Have a great rest of the week. We'll chat some more next week.
You do the same. We'll talk to you later.